Srimad Bhagavatam 1931. By pure meditation, looking at Lord Sri Krishna, he at once was freed from all material inauspiciousness and was relieved of all bodily pains caused by the arrow wounds. Thus, all the external activities of his senses at once stopped, and he prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his material body. Purport. The material body is a gift of the material energy, technically called illusion. Identification with the material body is due to forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with the Lord. For a pure devotee of the Lord like Bhishma Dev, this illusion was at once removed as soon as the Lord arrived. Lord Krishna is like the sun, and the illusory external material energy is like darkness. In the presence of the sun, there's no possibility that darkness can stand. Therefore, just on the arrival of Lord Krishna, all material contamination was completely removed, and Bhishma Dev was thus able to be transcendentally situated by stopping the activities of the impure senses in collaboration with matter. The soul is originally pure, and so also the senses. By material contamination, the senses assume the role of imperfection and impurity. By revival of contact with the Supreme Pure, Lord Krishna, the senses again become freed from material contaminations. Bhishma Dev attained all these transcendental conditions prior to his leaving the material body because of the presence of the Lord. The Lord is the controller and benefactor of all living beings. That is the verdict of the Vedas. He is the supreme eternity and living entity amongst all the eternal living beings, and he alone provides all necessities for all kinds of living beings. Thus, he provided all facilities to fulfill the transcendental desires of his great devotee, Sri Bhishma Dev, who began to pray as follows.
Om Ajnanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmiditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bandehang Shri Guru Shri Jata Padap Kamalang, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sadivam, Sadvaitam Savatutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Korana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha, Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo, Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dama, Hare Dama, Rama Dama, Hare Hare. Vishuddhaya dhananaya atashubhas tad ikshayai vashu gatayuta shramaha nivritta sarvendriya vritti vibramas tushtavajanyam visrajan janardhanam. In the yoga system, there are 8 items for progress: yam, niyam, asana, pranayam, dhyan, dharana. Finally, we come to samadhi. So here, dharanaya, by concentration of the mind, Vishuddhaya, the pure meditation. The perfect meditation was not on the external super soul, on the internal super soul, but on the personality of Godhead, Krishna, who was standing before Bhishma Dev personally. This was the perfection of meditation, the perfection of concentration. Vishuddhaya, completely pure. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Krishna is fully pure. What is that? Asnavaram Shuddham Apapavitam. In the Isha Upanishad, Krishna is pure. And therefore, by meditating on Lord Sri Krishna, all inauspiciousness, ashupa, was hata, driven away. There are so many inauspicious things within the heart, so many inauspicious things, nasty things, unwanted things, but they're all driven away by the presence of Krishna. And therefore, yoga means to concentrate the mind on Krishna, either by Ashtanga Yoga, by Bhakti Yoga. In the Bhakti Yoga system, our concentration is achieved, especially by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Vishuddha Dharana, pure meditation. People are performing meditation, and it's Mana Vibhrama. The mind is wandering, and they're meditating. Not only that the mind is wandering, but that's their method of meditation. Just let your mind wander. This is exactly the opposite of meditation. It's what we sometimes used to call wool gathering. Just letting your mind drift to any kind of rubbish or any kind of subject other than Krishna. Meditation means to let the mind wander to anything other than Krishna. This is their idea of meditation. But here the Mahajan, Bhishma Dev, Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta, fixes his mind, Vishuddhaya Dharaneya, and therefore anything unworthy, was driven away. He became, of course, he was a pure devotee to begin with, but anything that might have been there in the way of impurity was at once gone. Tad ikshaya eva ashu gata yudhashrama. Ikshaya means by seeing. He was so fortunate that he was able to see Lord Sri Krishna at the time of leaving this world. Again, it wasn't just by internal concentration, but Krishna was so merciful that he appeared before Bhishma Dev personally. Similarly for us, the Lord appears personally in the form of the deity. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Those who are in pure love for Krishna can see Krishna everywhere. At all times, all places. Sadaiva. But for those of us who are whose eyes are not anointed with the ointment of pure love, Krishna still appears in the temple. That means we have to go there. Without going, of course, now there's the internet. You can attend at a distance. There's benefit there also. There's so much rubbish on the internet, so if one turns to the form of the Lord, one becomes fortunate. Or especially if one comes to the temple, there one can associate with the devotees, one can hear the holy name, one can take the prasadam of the Lord, and one can see the Lord directly. So Bhishma Dev saw Lord Sri Krishna, and therefore Ashu at once, fatigue of lying on the battlefield on a bed of arrows was relieved. Gata, yudhashrama, the fatigue of caused by the arrows was at once gone. This is the result of forgetting this body. Often we find that people, especially in old age, are absorbed in the pains of their body. Oh, my arthritis, and oh, my pain in my back, and this, and that. And they're like always monitoring what's going wrong, what's causing pain, and my eyesight, and my hearing, and my oh. Intensely suffering because they're acutely aware of all these bodily pains. And here, just the opposite. Bhishma Dev essentially forgot about this body. Because he was seeing Krishna face to face, he was deeply absorbed in consciousness of Krishna. So he forgot about his body. Kaviraj Goswami, in his advanced old age, is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in one place he mentions that arthritis and I can barely stand and my hand is shaking. But he only mentions it once. He doesn't go on and on about it. And by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can see that he was absorbed in ecstasy by thinking of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So whereas an ordinary person would have been simply talking about his arthritis and his other problems, Kaviraj Goswami is in ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada also, in his last days, was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. The doctor said at one point, an ordinary man would be screaming. In this condition, an ordinary man would be screaming. And yet we saw that Prabhupada was sober, self-controlled, treating his acute pains of this body as an inconvenience, a disturbance, but not absorbed in them, absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, gata, yuddhashrama, ashu, simply by the presence of Krishna and Krishna consciousness, he forgot about the troubles of this body. That's also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy in Jagannath Puri, he didn't know whether the body was on or off. You know, like a crazy man, he doesn't know whether his clothes are on his body or they're not on his body. He's just absorbed in his madness. He forgets. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that he didn't know whether his body was on or off. He forgot about it. Raghunath Das Goswami also. It's not that they'd taken a vow, I won't eat, I'll only take this much buttermilk. They forgot. They were so absorbed, the Goswamis, in Krishna consciousness, that eating wasn't very important business, to say nothing of sex or even sleeping they forgot about. Prabhupada gives the example that a person who's a businessman, he's involved in so many transactions and deals, and so in the course of the day he goes through the files, he picks out some papers and goes through the files and picks out some papers. Now if you asked him, how many times did you go to the files? And exactly what steps did you take to open the file drawer? How much pressure did you apply to close the file drawer? He doesn't know anything about that. He's just thinking of the numbers, profit. And the business of going to the files is just incidental, hardly thinks about it. So the pure devotee absorbed in Krishna consciousness hardly thinks about the material, the activities of the material body, the material functions of the body. Nivritta sarvendriya vritti vibhrama. The senses are vibhrama, widely engaged. Brahma means wandering. So the vibhrama, the senses are all over the place, involved in sense gratification. Someplace, Prahlad Maharaj says that the person enjoying the senses is like a man with many wives. And one wife is pulling, come on, let's enjoy. Come on, let's enjoy. Come on, let's enjoy. Come on, let's enjoy. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Poor guy. So the senses are pulling us this way, that way. What is that in the Bhagavad Gita? Um, even one of the roaming senses in which the mind becomes fixed can carry away even the mind of a person trying to control them. Where's that? Indriyanam hi charitam yan mano nuvidhiyate tadasya hadati pragyam. They carry away his intelligence. Vayurnavam ivambasi, like a strong gust of wind carrying away a ship on the water. So the senses are chodatam. Chodatam means wandering. Charitam means wandering. The wandering senses, vibrama. Sarvendriya, vritti, vibrama. Nivritta. That business stopped. That's also in the yoga system, pratyahara, to withdraw the activities of the senses. All the activities of the yoga system, all the stages of the yoga system are included when one becomes Krishna conscious. So the senses, their ordinary activities of wandering here and there were completely stopped. And rather, the senses were engaged in the exclusively in the service of the Lord. Sarvo padi vinir muktam tat pratena nirmalam. Nirmalam, purified senses. Yes. Gatashupam, purified senses. Rishikena rishikesha sevanam. Bhakti ruchate, this is called bhakti, for the pure senses to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Tushtava janyam visrajan janardhanam. Oh, in this circumstance, he prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of all living beings. All right, let's see what kind of questions there might be.